Welcome back to Three Men and a Baby. I'm Sean.
I'm Max.
And I'm Tim.
This is our second attempt at this because the goddamn internets fucked it up. But we got a special guest for us tonight. His name is Sanka.
Sanka, you dead man.
Sanka, you dead man. You got that egg?
Hey, coach, you want to kiss my lucky egg?
No. All right, so we're going to start it off from the fuck kiss.
From the tippy top.
From whatever you want. This is your show.
This is your show now.
Actually, kind of not because you guys
you're our guest.
Do a fuck
you ever kiss watch kill? Beauty and the Beast? Be our guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the rest of the words, but be our guest.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
You got a daughter. You should know that.
It's tradition around here for the guests to give us all blowjobs.
Yeah.
Tradition. Whip it out. No.
You're trying to see Jimmy.
You sure you want to cross that bridge?
No.
We go in the closet and play seven minutes in heaven.
I keep fucking forgetting. I'm fucking here with Tim, yo.
What are you doing to my trash can?
Fill it up with water.
Fucking it.
It's raining.
That's not even where the cans go.
Oh, shit.
Now you got to dig it out.
Dig it out.
Yo.
With your anus.
Yeah. Make my ass clap. Pause.
Yes.
Normal.
Yes. No. All homo.
Make it clap.
We're all about the homosexual.
It's my third one
here.
And I might have to be
can't even fucking talk.
What?
Responsible and
you're pulling an Eddie right now.
No.
He needs a super seltzer is what
he needs. Ran out of the
the lemonade ones.
Yeah. Mother bitches.
Fuck it.
What is a mother bitch?
See, I say it as irony for like curse words.
Oh,
like everyone says motherfucker and stuff. I like to say you mother faggot. Something that's completely like
nice.
What?
Gotcha.
I just want people to
totally
question
fine.
What
go
I
to, no, go to town.
Oh, okay.
What do you got?
That cooler has been stocked and unstocked and stocked and restocked all day long.
I feel bad because I came by and I wanted to bring beer, but everything was closed. So I was like, okay, so I'll bring pizza. But they got pizza.
Badman ting.
Badman.
Badman forward. Badman pull up.
So what was it like being in Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
It was good. I made a lot of money and
we got John Candy here too, somewhere.
And I fucked a lot of white chicks on that shit.
Yeah. So you were lucky dog.
What number were you in the sled?
Number 3.
So you were like mid back.
He was mid back. Yeah, he was mid back.
Mid back shot.
So how much could you feel?
All of it. I like this dude.
Do you want to reenact it now?
We
got four people.
Yo,
right
the last time Sean
we got four people here doing nothing.
The last
and I'm
time
in the back.
Sean felt my dick, he didn't like it so.
No, I want to be the driver.
All jokes.
Oh, so clearly,
Sean's got to be up front.
No, actually, I
think I got to be in the back.
Actually, I kind of feel like I want to slip the dick between this man's ass now. So because you felt,
I've already felt it. I mean, all homosexualness aside. Tim's asshole's out.
Again.
Yep, Tim's asshole's out.
Yo, this gotta be like the fourth time tonight.
This is the most of Tim's butt I've seen in a long time.
I try to keep it up my face because
Tim was shirt cocking like a true professional before.
Yeah.
Mad respect.
Yeah.
He had to he was proving his dominance over.
One day
I'm gonna
get real drunk and my shirt black cock.
Shirt black cock.
Do you own a shirt long enough to cover your dick?
He's black, of course he does.
No!
they wear size XXXL.
I do, kind of.
Dude's 5'4" and he's got a triple X on right now.
It's true.
It's going like right there.
He does have camo shorts on, which definitely feeds into...
Which is weird, because I can't see his wiener.
Sanka, get off the coast of the table there,
bud. My bad.
Sanka. You're good, homie.
I'm about to rip another one. You remember the first time I ripped one where Jackie...
Oh, that was so good. Holy, we can fart outside.
Yeah.
So we're all outside. It's like,
that was fucking outstanding.
One of the first times that Sanka comes over to hang out. And we're all outside, and we're standing right here in front of the garage. Which... This week's episode is brought to you live in the garage because we're watching the tornado go by.
Nader.
It's supposed to happen like now. I'm waiting for this fucking
And
day.
Like we're all outside. So Sanka goes into the house through this door and then immediately comes out the front door. And we're like, what the fuck?
But all of us are out in the garage still.
No, but I was just talking to you guys, but then Jackie came with. I was like, no!
Basically,
it's me, Sean, and Jackie. We're standing in front of the garage.
No. Jackie came behind me, so I was like, no! No, Jackie, don't do that to yourself.
So we're like, yo, we're like, what are you doing? And he's like, he got caught.
I threw it.
Snuck from the garage.
Taking a fart now.
No, he was trying to get away. Then Jackie came up behind me, but I farted.
He was standing. He walked inside the house.
Then I came up.
Made an excuse that he had to go inside. He walks out of the front door, like 20 feet away.
Then Jackie came up right behind me.
Jackie's right behind him. He goes,
no!
I just came outside to take a fart.
We're like, what are you doing? He's like, you could have just walked right there, bro. Because he got, like, you know, caught. He didn't know what to say. He was like, I'm not going to lie. He's like, I came over here to take a fart.
And Jackie came up right behind me. I was like, no, Jackie, don't do it. You're going
to
throw up.
I came over here to take a fart.
That'll happen. You don't fart in front of people?
Apparently not.
He just did.
I've known him for
3 years, and it was the first time I've heard him fart.
I fart everywhere.
Motherfuckers, yo.
Oh, I take farts whenever. You got to fart, you got to fart.
My favorite is in the grocery store. When somebody's like trying to decide pasta sauce they're going to buy.
Yeah,
your favorite.
I'll just stand next to him and grab pasta sauce and shit, and then walk away.
Yo, the tips are awful.
Yo, that's that. You're a baby then. You have to fart in the elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amateur shit.
No, that's clearly not
that's
amateur.
That's fun. No, my favorite is farting in a walk-in cooler.
It blows away.
No.
It's super cold, too.
It is.
No, you got to be good enough to beat it.
Sean is like, yo, my shit
you
is
stand
is
right
cold.
Underneath the fucking vents.
Yo,
You send it, but then it shoots it out. So if you
but
got
cold,
if you yeah, got dirty exactly. farts that day, I promise you, you smell them.
I say we try this out. I will go fart in a walk-in cooler, and we will see what happens.
I used to go on walk-ins just to fart.
Just to fart.
Now,
yeah.
Have you ever farted on food you were gonna serve?
No. We way better than that shit.
I'm not.
But it's crazy because I worked like right under the fan.
Yeah.
And I just let my shit rip.
Oh, God.
And I'm good because I'm right under the fan. This shit sucks it out. I'm like, and nobody smells this
nobody
shit.
Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah. And this man is fucking loud. Yo, it's crazy because you can fart in AC/DC without care because it's so fucking loud in there. In the back of the kitchen.
Not only that, but you got some fucking hairy, armpitted fucking slagathor of a woman.
Slagathor.
Come walking by with hairy legs.
He's not wrong.
No. And she's like, can I get a piece of chicken, please?
But it wasn't a fart. It was her period blood.
Oh.
Which you can shoot.
Which you can squirt.
So, you know, let me ask you a question. So here's a would you rather. We used this last week with Black Doug. I'm going to use it again. Would you rather drink a cup of your mom's period blood or a cup of your dad's jizz?
We're talking full 8 ounces.
A full 8 ounce cup.
Yeah.
You asking me that shit? I can't
You look. I love how he looks around. He looks around behind him.
He looked around like a white guy trying to tell a black joke.
I'm like, yo. You know, you're the one about the bat and baseball and the Asian dude. Why Asian dude don't play cricket? Cause he eat the bat.
Good one.
Wuhan 9000.
Move on.
Gotta answer it. Gotta answer it.
I think what's just going?
Cup of your mom's period blood.
All right.
Or
I'm answer that.
Yeah.
John Candy's
gagging over there.
Don't be shy, John. Get in on this.
John Candy's our secret guest that no one knows about. But
I thought it was John Lovett.
No.
John Candy.
Or a cup of your dad's jizz.
What you say?
I'm going cup of jizz.
100%.
Yeah. Yo. We all chose it.
Cup of jizz.
I think.
I go blood.
Ooh, really? Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's because he blew a chick.
At
he
least gave I know it's just blood. Like, I don't know who it's from.
Yeah,
it's
but
jizz.
It's
jizz.
No,
it doesn't matter who the jizz is.
I mean, honestly, it kind of did come out of his mom's vagina, so he probably... Oh, I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's period blood. There's like eggs and Ovaltine in it.
Yo, this has got to be the most disgusting shit I have to ever talk about.
More Ovaltine, please. Yeah. This week's episode is sponsored by Ovaltine.
Yo, you guys y'all get sued. Yo.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck them.
Are you gonna show up drunk to the lawsuit? Like, yeah, fuck you. Oh, your phone fucked up again, didn't it?
No, I see the red, bar. The red bar.
The red bar means we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, this week is actually brought to you by Busch Light.
As it is every week.
That's right.
Yo, you guys should get sponsored by them motherfuckers.
We've been trying. We shout out people every week.
You know how many Busch Lights we drink? It's ridiculous. Probably more than the people that are actually sponsored.
I drink 100 a day by myself.
I know that shit. Yo, actually, we kind of really, really miss you. This IP.
I know, I miss you.
I really miss you guys, yo.
Like, you rub them nipples.
It's going to get harder.
Stop, drop, kaboom, baby. Rub on my nipples.
Yo, what's it? I'll call it content in this.
Like
bit.
Three. Six something. 6.8?
6.8, yeah.
It's the Sloop Juice Bomb. They're delicious.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, they get you. And they're good. That's like the best like New England style IPA.
6.5%.
Welcome to
they're up there.
Friday nights for the next 3 months, Fred.
Yo.
I mean, Robin.
John.
Robin.
John.
Robin.
Whatever the fuck your name is. Could be worse.
So where in Cali do you live?
It's an unspecified area. It's near.
He stands on the corner with an unidentified Puerto Rican man.
Just say San Francisco.
No.
He don't know his name, but he gonna cut something if he needs to.
That's
L.A. It's a big area.
He lives in Oakland.
L.A. County.
Oaksterdam.
So what do you do?
I work with various like entities. To put things on.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Too high profile.
See, he really does need an alias because.
I feel you, John Lovett.
Yeah. Like, you know, El Chapo and shit? That's
his boss.
People. Yeah.
Those people. Chapo.
Yeah.
So, cocaine?
See?
Sí, cabrón.
Cabrón. Cocaína. Cocaína enas.
No. I took Spanish for 7 months. Or 7 years. I can't remember.
Seven months.
I did too, yo.
Cuánto cuesta?
That means I took English for 12 years. I'm still bad at it.
Me too, because Jamaicans speak broken English. And
okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Mother bitch.
You know the Gulf station down the road from McCann?
McCann? What the fuck is McCann?
Love that
golf course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the most...
Across from the baseball fields.
That's the old woman that runs it.
That golf station.
Oh, really?
She don't say thank you. She said, dang you.
Okay, thank you.
That lady thinks my name is Mike.
She has no idea what my name is, but I used to go there like every day, so she'd load my sandwiches up and $3.
Yep,
okay,
same here.
Here's $5.
Yo.
I'd go there every day with B&J.
I got an egg sandwich with eggshell in it. I'm like, yo, fuck you bitches, because
she
you don't like eggshells in your sandwiches?
Huh?
It's a little
calcium.
It's texture.
For your bones.
Yeah.
I got a boner for you, bitch.
Prove it.
Show it.
Bend over.
Show it.
All right.
Let's spread them cheeks. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh, no.
We need a cowbell.
Yo, every time he shows his asshole, yo. Because he literally shows his asshole.
It's about 13 times tonight.
Yeah.
We should have a cowbell for that shit. I was about to say cowbell.
Yeah. Guaranteed 100%, I could fucking throw a dildo into your asshole.
Probably.
It's loose enough?
Well, I made it loose. You want to find out what they call a hole stretcher?
So, I'm way too drunk right now.
We could go back to the original Fuck, Marry, Kills because it didn't record.
Yeah, we can. We can. There you go.
You know I can't answer for the dudes because...
Yeah, you can. Don't be a puss.
I'm that blue.
All right. I'm going to hit you with a different one.
Robin, you got to get on this one, though.
Can I get in with the chicks ones? Cause,
three dudes, right?
Because, yep.
Yeah, I'm good right now. Thank you.
I told you, yo. He's not going to do the dudes. I'm
you're going to do the dudes.
Are we the only straight dudes, like, in the world?
I guess. Think
so. Why is...
Because you're a bunch of closet homos.
Yeah.
Because I will openly admit when, like, a man is handsome and that I would fuck him in his asshole.
That's
straight.
That's kind of the definition. That's kind of the definition of saying, yo, I'm not straight. I'd fuck a man.
But I've never fucked a dude. I mean, I want to be
would.
So, Ryan Reynolds comes up to you at a bar.
Me?
Yeah, you.
And you smelling like a million bucks.
Literally.
But you guys are like having a great time. You guys are great friends. And he invites you to be his thing.
He invites you back to the house. And he's like, hey.
You say no?
I'll be like, fuck you, bitch.
He's like, hey.
Yo, honestly, he might.
Whoa. Blake Lively and I.
But Blake might be his back.
I don't know who the fuck Blake Lively. But,
oh,
but,
my God.
But, he might catch face if he's like, yo, come back to my room and I can suck your dick. I'll be like, yo, here you go. Honestly, yo, that's the shit that grew up in.
I'm doing it.
You are?
Like, if he comes up to me and he's like, yo, he's real cool about it. Like,
Kim's head going.
Like,
I can't walk with you guys. Yo,
he walks up, he's got some swag in his step, he blows on his. Straightens his eyebrows out real quick. And he's like, hey, I noticed you across the bar. And he's smelling like fucking Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, D&G's
got He's got like Bush Light breath. Maybe God. Mullet swinging.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm getting hard.
And he's like, hey. He's like, how about you come back to my place? I'm in town for the week shooting a film. You want to come back to my place and party?
So no money's involved. He's like, yo,
no
money. Life's involved.
Though. I'm taking like, my, you, I'm taking my.
So
he's
gonna be like,
you're gonna
yo,
be part of his life. Like he's never gonna forget you. Like he's, you like,
fuck
like you're like, hey, I'm thinking about going to Cali, and he's like, yo, I'm in Cali, and he flies you out, type deal.
My panties are coming off in the car ride back to the house.
You too?
Yeah.
I'm the one that brought it up.
You too?
Always got
Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds.
Mm. Ryan? Thank you.
I don't know what the question was.
Oh, if Ryan Reynolds came
fuck
Ryan,
you up,
Ryan Reynolds is going to change your life, but you might have to kiss him.
Change your life. I'll get...
Kiss him?
Maybe fuck suck
him.
A dick?
Like a little tongue wrestle.
Maybe
little
tongue wrestle.
Like a tongue punch
like
far
change
box.
Your life.
Like a 5-second Frencher.
All you got to do is make out with the guy.
Maybe
or whatever you want.
Maybe more. Maybe
grab your ankles.
It's a big difference. It's a difference.
Yeah, but
it's not a difference. Maybe
it's Ryan Reynolds. So much.
Maybe he sticks a finger in your bum.
Maybe Blake's there.
Blake Sheldon.
Blake Sheldon.
Yeah, sure for you, Blake Sheldon.
Blake's watching in the corner. Popping
yourself. Finger in his asshole. Fist in his asshole.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yo, everybody's gonna know Sanka is a freak right now, yo.
Yeah, you wanna see Blake Shelton fucking finger popping his asshole.
I said fist his asshole.
Whatever.
So, okay.
Robin's definitely doing it.
If I'm just making out with a guy, yeah, sure.
So,
well, like,
so gay.
More than that,
so gay.
Anything more than that, then no, I'm gonna have to say no.
Really?
So.
Even with Ryan Reynolds?
You guys are.
It doesn't matter. You're sucking a dick. Does it matter who the guy is?
Yes.
No.
Like, I wouldn't suck George.
I would not suck Sean's dick. But I would suck Ryan Reynolds' dick.
Sean, don't take that shit.
I don't blame him.
No, you sucking your dick the other day.
Hey, my asshole, dick, my dick's asshole, been in a lot of places.
Asshole. It was put into perspective of if you suck this dick, you're living on his level. I already live on Sean's level.
Yeah. And my dick is gross.
I meant by it then. I mean, like, I just meant a dick is a dick. Who's you got a dick in your mouth.
I'm curious if it's a homeless guy or fucking the billionaire guy. A dick is a fucking dick, yo.
Obviously, you wouldn't want the homeless guy because his shit would stink.
Yo, no, listen. There's rich guy that dick stink too.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
so,
you know,
so
homeless
my thing
guy
is,
hasn't washed it. And,
I don't know that shit.
Gotta be a while.
I'm trying to fart on you, Sean. I'm sorry.
You're gonna spray shit at me, chill.
I'm trying, but it won't come out, yo.
Sanka's gonna shit his pants.
Man,
Sanka.
Keep
shit.
Up with you motherfuckers, yo. I'm like, ah. No, shit.
Yeah, he pooped.
I sharted. Jackie?
Well, all right, here's a good question. When's the last time you actually shit your pants?
Not like a shark.
Because a shark's like a wet fart.
I'll tell you right now.
Shark's different.
April 26th of 2019.
The last time you actually shit.
When I was a baby. I sharted in Yemen bad.
Oh.
It was a bad shark, but it was a shark. It was a shit fart.
It was in Yemen. How old was you?
20. It was when he was in the Marines.
Oh, someone's shooting at you or you just...
No, we got food poisoning once a week.
he ate one too many MREs.
It was like, you not shit.
Yeah. The last time I sharted was
I'm good at making it to toilets.
I am too.
In Jamaica, and I probably ate some fucking fucked up shit. And my mom used to... We never rode the taxi system. My mom had a guy that picked us up and... picked a whole bunch of kids up and then brought us to everyone.
A bus.
Charter. It's called Charter.
Miss Liz, Lizard, whatever. What was her name?
It's different. Yeah. So
Magic school bus,
yeah.
Kind of like that, but...
Miss Frizzle,
that's what it was.
Sean would know that, of course.
Goddamn right! Jerk off to her last night.
Don't doubt that.
So
Percy
got a Miss Frizzle school bus and shit himself.
And then, they picked me up. They picked the older kids up first, and they picked the younger kids up.
Was it like regular kids or handicapped kids?
No, it's regular kids, but kids that they really didn't want to mix with the regular people taking taxes or whatever. So my mom was kind of bougie. Ooh. So
can't go with those regular people. With those white folk. Well, it is Jamaica, so there was no white people.
The only white people were at the resort.
There was a few white people.
Those are the ones you robbed.
Yo, so whose beer is this, though?
That's Robin.
Way to change this fucking conversation.
Last time. So I was like 12 in, it's called primary school, and there's a... primary school is like... It's like... what for you guys?
School?
Elementary school for you guys.
Yeah.
No.
No, so, high school.
No.
No, it is. It's elementary because secondary school is high school.
Okay, so yeah.
How many fucking schools you got?
Primary is like elementary and junior high.
12, yeah, so 12.
And then secondary school is like high school, like 9 through 12.
Yeah, so okay. So my sister was younger, so she was in the...
I only know that because I banged a chick from England.
That's disgusting.
She did have, she did have fucked up teeth.
I figures.
So after he picked me up, he picked my sister and all her friends up, but I was fucking around in the tertiary? It wouldn't be a tertiary, would it?
Tertiary? That's where
tertiary
plants
education.
Like a courtyard.
No, I mean.
No?
Okay, so in the air section was like a school they was building. And it wasn't finished yet, so I was fucking running around in the shit. And I jumped in the window. How would I jump down? My shit.
it just came right out.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
I got a pretty good one.
In front of girls?
No, I was by myself. And I tried to hide in the cut, in the bushes. But the guys, because I got picked up from from a school bus for chartered bus or whatever. So
that's for like.
So they had to find me because it's fucking. That's what
they paid. Did you have to wear a helmet?
Yeah.
I was playing baseball. I was probably like, I don't know, 13, 14, something like that. And I had the bubble guts like all day, and we're in the middle of a baseball game, and it just like it got to the point where I had to clench my cheeks.
Ah.
And there's no return. Like once you have to clench your cheeks,
yeah, it's over.
You have to find a toilet. You have to waddle to a toilet
or run.
Yeah, I was on third base. There's no fucking way. So I just fucking. Yeah, it flew out.
How old was you?
Like 13, all right, 13, that's, 14, that's acceptable. Something like that.
Anything after that?
It's not but acceptable. I was like kind of smart.
I'm really about to disappoint Sunk.
I was like kind of smart. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to fucking.
You gotta go.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to fucking go off like
23.
Near the dugout where the fucking batter circle is in the clay.
What?
And I'm going to scoot around in the clay like a dog. To make it look like I just slid into second base and I didn't have shit stains in the back of my white baseball pants. Yeah, no, that didn't work. Everyone knew I shit my pants. Played the whole rest of the game with a shit pair of draws.
I had to roll. I had to drive back 5-6 miles with shit in my pants. The dude is like, yo. So after he phoned me, he's like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? We're trying to leave. You fucking around here. He's like,
smell like curry.
You smell like shit. I'm like, ah. Doesn't it? So I had to ride in the back of the truck out of bed. Yeah, it's so embarrassing. Even though I was 12,
so it's crazy because
you can remember that long ago. Like you said, it's got to be like 70s, 75, 76.
Fuck you.
Like right after Nam?
Fuck you a little bit or a lot because either way, fuck you because I'm not 70s. Fuck you. But it's crazy because a week later or 2 weeks, a month later,
you came
that same truck got, that same bus got run over by a truck and like everybody, like not
shit
everybody,
themselves?
They died.
They died.
They died like right in front of my crib, yo. My mom is like, don't go with them this week. I'm picking you up. And they all died. Like.
So your mom knew some shit.
Yeah, your mom.
Your mom was in on that. Your mom hired the truck.
Yeah,
that was a hit for sure.
I mean, it's crazy. But you say that shit because they kind of. They're like.
It wasn't.
I mean, there's like, yo. How
the
Mama
fuck Sanko
you know?
Is a badass.
Yeah, they're like, how the fuck you know? She's like, yo, I didn't know. I was just like, yo, just come home. I'll come pick you up from whatever.
Santeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that shit was crazy.
Fucking killing chickens in your closet and shit.
You're so, right. I shit my pants last year. April 26th of 2019.
John, when's the last time you shit your pants?
2012.
Oh, shit. Yes, you have to be drunk. I feel like you're a stand-up kind of the guy.
I was sober.
You were sober, you shit your pants?
Yeah.
That's normally when it happens.
You don't shit your pants when you're drunk.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've never shit my pants drunk.
You either squirt your pants or you piss yourself.
I've only sharted sober.
I make it to the toilet. But you was getting shot at, so.
No.
You was just like, yo, this is a nice day.
No, that was sickness.
That was, you got food poisoning.
You don't
and
shit yourself
you can't
get
shot
at. You're just like, all right, well.
You start shooting back.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'm. It was in Jamaica, so I think the food quality wasn't up to par, and I'm like, yo.
Really?
Yeah, because you ate the neighbor's fucking goat.
Goat.
Poor lamb chop. Yeah, no, I was actually, I was on the phone with a buddy of mine when I shit my pants.
He was drunk?
No, I was sober.
He was like, hey, what's going on? It's a nice day.
Yeah. Close. Yeah, but like... I was talking to him, and I thought I had the court.
I think the next time I shit my pants is going ever,
it's
going to
be
if
tonight.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It's going to be tonight.
If I'm drunk, Jack is going to be like, yo, Percy, you can't come back here no more ever again. Go.
Hose him down. Hit the hose.
In the front of the yard.
Yard. In front of the yard.
Yard.
can't wait till we start lifting the weights out in the front yard.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's get be fucking big Toronto out here.
Oh, I saw Toronto today.
I love that guy.
I'm like,
I love that guy too.
I fucking love never that met him. Man. Oh, he's a peach. He's a fucking like Georgia peaches. Peach.
He's a
love
man peaches. Amongst men.
Yep.
So we gonna go do weights, y'all.
Yeah.
No, weights is fucking
shake weights.
We're gonna bring the fucking weight bench from downstairs right. Yeah, in the front.
Oh, you got weight.
Shake weights.
He's and he's got like a legit prison style weight shake bench too.
Where? I don't know. Jackie has them somewhere.
I'm
be
with
right
it.
Back.
Be right back. I'm going to put one in my asshole.
Oh man. Yo, I can't. I'm really scared of this dude because.
Shake weights, that woman.
I'm really scared of this dude because it's like Efron.
Terrence?
No.
Fuck Tim.
Tim.
I'd be 100% more scared of Tim than Efron.
Efron. No, oh, I mean, God, yeah. Efron talks a good game. I talk some shit, then Efron be like, yo.
I know it's recorded, but Tim's killed people before.
There's no shake weights.
There are.
No.
I bought them. I know they're shake weights.
She said they're not. They're like packed up or something.
There's something.
No, I don't. Stop.
They might be packed up. They might be in a box somewhere. But I know we have them.
Your dick's too big for my butthole.
Feel that monster? Oh, two and three quarters inches of it. And I'm hard.
That's hard. Yeah.
Sean is like, no.
Where's this fucking tornado at? It's supposed to hit him now, right?
Really disappointed.
Fucking, God damn it, I wanted to go back to Kansas.
Because we're hopping in the Lincoln and we're fucking driving straight into it.
Ooh, fucking Lincoln. Who's
my Lincoln?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we did drive by in style.
You want to buy an Audi?
Nope.
I got air conditioned seats.
We're good. Yeah.
They make your ball sack cold, and it's fantastic.
Yo. It's true. Yo, happened to me today.
I miss you guys, y'all.
I purposely, when I picked up Tim, when I left the driveway, I purposely turned his seat on, A, just to make sure, like, it worked, because it's my car. Why would I sit in the passenger seat? Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to freeze this motherfucker's nuts off. Watch.
And I just gotten out of the shower, like, 20 minutes before he showed up.
It's fun.
Sat on the seat. My asshole iced right up.
It is the best feeling. It's like someone popped a couple Altoid mints.
I don't know what
and just gingerly blew on your taint.
Oh, you ever had one of those, though?
A rim job?
I've never had a rim job.
Me either. I wouldn't want to get a rim job. I'd feel too bad.
All right, hands up. Who's had a rim job?
Damn it. Nobody.
John Candy.
Was that a hand up?
John Candy's halfway there.
Was it
like, dude or was, chick?
I don't care about that. Was it good? Was it what you expected? Was it fun? Was it?
It was good, but like I wouldn't wish that upon like my worst enemy.
What? All can it be like, good? But
that's what
bad.
I'm saying, right?
That's a double negative, yo.
It felt really good, but like I felt terrible. I felt worse afterwards.
Yeah.
No, because I know what comes out of my butthole.
So it's like a 12-year-old you after you jerk off, you're like .
I'm like that now.
A million kids, and you feel really terrible, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not. I move on. I'm
so disgusted in myself after I jerk off now.
Fuck that. I jerk off.
The shit I gotta watch just to get off.
I jerk off, and I'm like, all right, what's for lunch?
Next.
I can't believe out of the five people here, he's the only one that's had a rim job.
Yeah.
I know. Now, let me
with you.
I got questions. I got questions.
Max pointed at me, and I'm actually very surprised I haven't gotten a rim job.
Did like you
I
said, kiss him or her after said rim job?
Her? No. I'm good with the blow job, but the rim job is like where it's all.
You ever had a surprise rim job, like somebody lick your balls and then just rim you a little bit, and then they come out to your balls?
Surprise? No.
Sounds like a man of experience.
So you've had a semi rim job, is what you're saying?
Like she was tonguing your balls?
Like I've never had it.
Nobody ever surprised you before?
Not even on the scrooge.
You call it the scrooge?
If somebody did that
scrooge,
to me,
I've had the scrooge.
That.
Scrooge,
the scrooges, whatever.
Scrooge and then,
the scrooge.
And then accidentally slipped a little bit.
The scrooge is up higher than the gooch. You're talking about taint. The scrooge.
See, that's not something to hide. That's something to admit and tell your story about.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Me either. Like.
You brought it up like you had experience in it.
I'm just trying to tweak it a little bit to see, like you know.
He's treading the waters right now.
Because I feel like I'm...
He's full of shit.
You're, like, moving your fingers like you fondled a nutsack before.
I feel like I'm...
He has.
I might be a little bit more freaky.
I find it hard to believe that someone licked your butthole, Brandon. I mean, Robin?
Isn't fucking John? Cali, yo.
Terrible and disgusting.
Isn't fucking well. Cali. Definitely going to get this...
Was it a woman of the night?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't pay for that. No one would. It wasn't worth it.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
That thing just like...
I'm trying, yo.
It said...
I'm trying to keep up with them all bitches, yo.
It was no...
Mother bitches.
I'd like to change my answer from the last time I shit my pants to right now.
Yo, it's crazy because I told a couple of my friends that I was going to do this podcast, and I'm like, yo, don't judge me.
You know what would have been funny? When I was shirt cocking before, when we did the photo shoot, if I had shit my pants when I farted. I would have loved it.
Yeah. So in one of the CKYs where he wrapped himself, he's got the jock strap on.
And he shits.
And he eats 20 laxatives. And he's just running. And he shits while running wearing a jock strap. It was fantastic.
Why not?
Well, it's an old like George Carlin bit where he's like, you know what you never see? You never see someone taking a shit while running at full speed. So
what the fuck's gonna tattoo you up? Definitely not wrong.
That's the lips?
Yeah.
So they were like, well, we gotta do it.
It's a straight razor, a set of brass knuckles, and a billy club.
Did you know that lip skin is the same as butthole skin?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa.
So every time we make out, it's like you're kissing my butthole.
Did you know that when you kiss someone, you're connecting a tube from butthole to butthole?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Think about it.
If I kiss a chick...
Yeah. Or dude.
Anything. Whatever you're kissing, it's now a tube from your butthole to their butthole.
Yep.
Yo, you guys...
It's...
I got fart.
I got fart.
I'm laughing so hard, I got fart.
Who walks away to fart?
That means it's a big one.
Yo, Jackie walks into the biggest fart ever.
Because the last couple farts,
but it blew away before she came up because
last couple farts he dropped were little poofers. Little
yeah. That means the big boy was coming.
So that's if he got up and walked away.
No.
Sometimes I sneezed outside. I farted.
We heard you.
It was.
Well, I don't get why people are like embarrassed of their farts.
I don't either.
Like I will fart.
I'm not embarrassed because you know society says. Differently, so I'm like, all right.
Fuck society.
No.
I will literally fart in a church during a funeral.
When I meet a girl, like,
can I get a pump?
I won't fart the first time, but I'll meet the second time. Like, if I got a fart and like we're in a secluded area, like I'm not
farting on a first date.
And I will just,
pussy.
I will, first date.
No,
first
but
day
no, but there's
right,
some, there's
second
right.
One. I'll be like, hey, sorry, and they'll be like, what? And then I'll be like,
right,
and I'll be like,
right,
and then it's like,
no,
either
but
like,
but
you
some,
know you're good or you're not.
But
like,
there's some chicks that
bring that up. I feel like you're not farting in front of a girl for years.
No.
I feel like you're gonna date
a girl. No, the girl.
You might be married to a girl before you fart.
The girl talks to in mass right now. I guess it helps that she lives in Massachusetts and I live in California. But like,
yeah, because every time you have to fart, you
fart. the second time I was at her place, like, I farted and I'm like, hey, just well, you know, like, fair warning, like, I'm going to go. Like,
yeah, but
take a shit.
But
it's gonna
listen,
be
listen.
Bad. It's gonna be smelly. Before, I'm gonna be spraying the can. Yeah, just a warning.
Before I do that shit, I have her in bed and I'm like, yo, okay.
You Dutch oven her?
My dude.
Hold on. Let me give you a new trick.
You
really want to get a girl with a Dutch oven? She falls asleep. Pull the blanket over her head.
Yeah.
Stand on either side of her head. And squat down like this. And then fart.
Yeah.
Send it right into her nose.
Now if you can wake her up so she goes.
That's
like,
big time. That's pink eye, yo. I'm not that bad, yo.
That's pink eye ain't shit.
I ain't that bad,
yo. Get some eye drops and you're good to go.
Yeah. I can't believe you fart in front of girls, Brandon.
Oh, with that.
Robin.
You really think...
Frank.
My number one thing is, like, I'm going to still do whatever I want. So, like, if you're cool with that, then, like, cool.
I guess you're a good, chick. Go. Yeah, you can rock out, yeah. But.
Now, my butt does whatever it wants. After the first date, you're good.
So if a girl invites you over to her place,
yeah.
First time ever, will you take a dump there?
No, first time ever.
He said first time ever.
The first time you fuck a chick, you should never come. Facts. You should never.
What?
The first time you fuck a chick.
What?
You should never come.
Have you ever met a white person?
You should.
That's all we do.
You should always come. Every time.
That's all that matters.
The first time you fuck a chick, you should never come.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. And then, no.
You should never come. They call her a minute maid because they call guys minute man. So we call them minute maid when they come first. And I'm like, yeah, all right, have a good night, minute maid. And then they have to prove something.
Oh, you're actually nice to
See,
them?
We've talked about this on an early episode.
I have a strict 119 second rule.
119 seconds. If I'm not done coming
Listen, if I come in like...
You're just asking me to pull a fucking hamstring after 119 seconds.
If I come in like 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 minutes, I'm like... I'm fucking... faking the shit till I get my shit back hard again, and I'm like, yo, let's go. For the first time I fuck a chick, I cannot come. That's rules. That's law for Jamaicans.
Huh.
Yeah.
They
gotta bust their first nut. I mean, a bunch of times it backfired on me because she's like, yo, I had my nut. I'm like, yo, I had my nut. She's like, okay, all right, good night. I'm like, all right. Fuck it, good night, minute maid. And she's like, okay, fine, I'll be a minute maid. And she left. But rules are...
Such a weird language.
Huh?
Such a weird language.
It's such a beautiful language.
But rules are, the first time you fuck a chick, for me and my... Everybody else is like, don't come.
No, you come.
Yeah.
Under 120 seconds.
What about this? What if it's only a one-time thing?
But even if it's
I don't give a fuck. It's a one-time thing. Okay. She's never gonna be like, yo, I fuck Percy.
I'll bring some over tomorrow. Don't worry.
But no,
I fuck Percy. I didn't come in 5 minutes.
That's gonna make her feel bad.
See if you where I'm coming from.
No, you don't want that.
No, you might not ever get it again.
You're never getting it again.
So she's like, yo, I feel bad.
Because she's going to kill herself and be like, yo, my pussy is too fat.
What's going to happen is, what's wrong with a fat pussy?
If you're not touching the wall,
what's going to happen is she's going to be like, why can't I make this guy come?
Then she's going to be more enthused.
No. You ever met a white woman?
Have you ever had sex with a white girl?
Like, 80% of the pussy I fuck is white. Sorry.
It's true. You're doing it wrong.
There's different versions of white girls.
80%?
There's different versions of white girls.
Okay, so.
Do they got hoop earrings?
I don't know. If they got hoop earrings,
they ain't white. They may have white skin, but they ain't white on the inside.
Watch this.
Yo, it doesn't matter if it's black or white.
This is great.
Oh, you did this?
Okay.
Oh, my foot! Yeah, I'm doing it.
Sokka just pissed on me.
Sokka said fuck you.
And then he just pissed on himself.
I never thought of that.
That's the first ever.
Yo, I'm the man now, yo. I got him back up, yo.
This is now your show, man, sir. It was warm.
Gotcha. Gotcha. He called your bluff.
He said, "You fucking did."
I never thought I'd blow help you out, yo. I did, yo.
Sanka just pissed on Tim's head.
He's not ready for that. He's not ready for that.
Hey. Yeah. You mess with the bull, you get fucked.
That's it.
It's only pee. It's sterile.
I'm sure you've stepped in way worse.
Oh, shit. I can't believe I got you.
Well, that was the highlight of this episode.
Sanka, you're dead.
No, I never thought that would happen.
Me either.
I feel like this one flowed a lot better.
It was meant to be. This was the episode.
Well, he definitely flowed a lot better.
Yeah. So I was pissing.
Sanka peed on
outside. And whatever fucking gay shit I do, Tim always do one over me, so.
But I'm gonna say this, he's got a nice cock.
I know, is that nicer than Ed's?
So.
There's more there than. Yeah.
So the entire time Eddie was here, he was bragging about how huge his dick was.
Love this story.
But he couldn't function at the end of the night. Like, we literally had to drag him up the stairs. In the basement.
Yeah,
and we put him in the front yard. He's like, I gotta pee. We're like, fucking go pee. Yeah. And he just starts peeing, like,
Right on the bushes.
Yeah, right there.
Dick out. Everything.
But the whole night he's bragging about how big his dick is, and then Sean's out there smoking a cigarette, and Sean turns around and goes,
wash my foot off.
He's got a little dick.
It was all head. Like, it looked like a fucking portobello mushroom. Like, the shaft was maybe like an inch long.
Right behind your head, there's a leak in the gutter.
You got the pool down there too.
Oh, we got the pool. I just shocked it.
Like the shaft was maybe an inch, but his dickhead was no joke. Like this fucking round. He was all dickhead. It was fucking fantastic. But my reaction was great because all night he's talking about how he's got this huge dick. Which, if anyone says they got a huge dick, that means they got a small dick. And,
that's what you get, faggot. Hey,
that shit happens, man. Sometimes you win.
Yo, my bad.
Sometimes you win.
My bad, player.
Look at him apologizing.
I know. If it was any big deal, we would have been fighting.
Right.
Percy's in a fight club sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I am. It's fun.
He takes a boxing class. I call it Fight Club.
With Tits McGee?
Oh, yeah, Tits McGee. She's still around?
No, they all live.
Tits McGee was something to look at.
Oh, son.
Phenomenal.
Yeah?
Phenomenal.
Remember you guys talking about her.
She loves Sean, too.
Most bitches do.
I do.
I'm stronger than you, bitch.
Sometimes.
Remember how happy it was when I finally got hit on by a gay guy?
That was so
you
great.
You got hit on?
Yeah,
because it was like, I had a stalker, like a gay dude stalker.
Love Sean.
That would come up, and he was like,
but Sean is a fucking.
But like,
if I was fucking, I drug you and fucking shit out of you, if I was gay,
you don't gotta drug me, big boy. What's up?
Have you ever been openly hit on by a gay guy?
Yeah, I'm bad. I
work a
classic.
All right, well, fuck you. It happened to me once. Everyone else did except for me, and I was getting jealous.
Jello.
He was like the 8-year-old kid on Christmas morning opening up an N64.
Dude, I literally ran it in was the like, back, and I was like, it happened.
It was like he opened up an N64, you know, as a kid.
Oh, yo. Yeah, I got that. I worked at Vassar for like 10 years.
20.
Fuck you, yo.
You ever been hit on by a gay guy?
Yeah.
You like it?
You don't like it?
I'll pull up time.
I've been hit on by multiple gay guys. Pull up time.
You're gonna rip that whole thing now.
Yo, I'm only like 120 pounds.
You can't do a one arm pull up.
Challenge.
I got a pull up bar.
Yo,
all right, your insurance covered it.
Here it goes.
You break it, you bought it. It's out loud. It's said.
It's not even real pull-ups.
I can't put my head
He's 70.
Hey, I'm seven. I'm seven, motherfucker. I'm bump my head if I go in there. Right.
So you did get hit on by a gay guy?
Yeah, and
you
did times, not yo. Appreciate it? I work on a...
No, it wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
I gave him two, like, nose, and then, like, he gave a third one. I was like, dude, you really gotta leave him alone.
You give him a nose? So what the fuck is a nose?
I feel like at that point, you just what? Gotta what? Show what? Him your
he butt. He asked me twice. He asked me twice, can I buy you a drink? I said, no, I appreciate it, but no thank you.
Oh, nose, okay.
And then the second time I said, I appreciate it, but again... No, thank you. And the third time I said, you really have to just fuck away.
You had to take the drink, didn't you?
What?
You had to take the drink, didn't you?
I would have taken the first drink.
Yeah.
Second and third. I'd be like, yo, fuck you,
yeah,
bitch.
And then you would have been going home with him.
I'll fucking crack you. Skull?
No? I would have went home.
I would have asked him a lot of life questions.
Yeah.
Like, what does his dad do?
Like, on the way home, I would have been like, yo,
way out of fart going into your fucking shit, yo. That's a fart, though,
that's
yo.
That's a piss hole. Sometimes you gotta fart.
Yeah.
Look at him changing the subject.
Yo, that's where he sticks his nuts in.
Pull up, Dan.
Yeah.
Fucking 75-year-old man.
Sees, doing 10
sees
pull-up.
A, sees a piece of wood. He's like, pull-up time, bro.
Pull-up challenge, yo. Okay.
Over here.
We're doing a pull-up challenge. We got Timbo.
I can barely sit up out of a chair. Do you want me to do a fucking pull-up?
Yo, let's go, Tim.
I'll give you one of them cheap hang-ups. I'll do a hang-up for about 3 seconds.
Let's go, Max.
And then I'm passing out.
Good. Yo, so...
237 pounds and not
pulling
shit up.
I'm not trying to rip my garage down.
Is that all rip?
You're like 40 pounds,
dude. Just grab a rafter.
No, the rocks.
I'll lift you up.
My dick weighs more than you, and it's not even big. Yeah, and it's not big. I got a little dick.
Let's go, Sean.
That's coming down.
You're gonna hear it.
You're gonna break, dude. If you break it, you bought it.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're good. Next.
I mean, it's easy to lift up 85 pounds.
I'm actually
like I can pick you up. I have no problem picking you up.
Yeah. 70% of that's cock.
Yeah. Yo. So when we did what. I did that shit at Vassar. College. We had a frat house because the college that we work at don't have frats. So the admission in my parties was.
They had a gay house. You were there.
Gay house. Yeah.
They called it fairy house.
Fairy. I like that shit.
Yeah, you were there.
But
loving his life.
So my the admittance to the party is that you have to do a Ray J shot. And a Ray J shot is Ray and Nephew mix. Fuck you, Tim.
A what?
Ray J shot.
What's a Ray J shot?
Isn't Ray and Nephew.
Odell fuck?
What?
No, Ray J shot.
You want a piece of gum?
No. What was his name?
Ooh.
Trey Songz.
Trey Songz.
Ray J shot. A Ray J
it's
shot is a.
Out. You sat in gum. It's
just. I know that. Yeah. I saw your nut flap up a little bit.
Yo,
that thing traveled
so much
right,
is gonna
right up your
so
balls.
So much respect for me, yo.
How many people you got listening to this?
I invited everybody, so.
Well, we get paid per listen, so.
Yeah. They're going to be like, yo, fuck you, Percy.
And they're going to listen next week. Sanka.
You just outed yourself again.
It smells like eggs. We got like 5 minutes, so we gotta close it out.
Let's close it out with Sanka throwing up.
Sanka, you gotta close this out.
Oh shit. That's actually still lingering. Yo, that shit smells like cement and shit, yo.
Cement and shit.
Cement and shit. Yo, I'll try to fart.
Alright, well, three men and a baby. We should probably change the name to something else because we haven't had the baby in 7 or 8 weeks now.
Yeah.
What's the son's name?
We're not trusted anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever, he wasn't doing his job.
He
just came on the show and didn't say anything.
He had a fucking staring problem and he yelled at me a lot. And yeah. I was ready to fight him. And I'm still ready to fight him. I'll take that fight any day of the week.
I know.
I'll fuck that kid up.
Good luck.
It's gonna be fucking Tyson Holyfield. I'm gonna bite his fucking ear off.
Kid's got nice ears.
Sean's like gonna throw up.
No, I got like a...
You say you got the hiccups, you're gonna throw up.
I got the hiccups.
If I get the hiccups, I'm throwing up. That's why I said that.
Because I inhaled some of Tim's fart.
That'll happen.
Alright, well,
you gotta fucking end it.
This is 3 Men and a Baby signing off for the last time as 3 Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Because next week we'll have a different name for you.
Like, suck a dick.
You know, I'm super glad the first shit didn't go through. Because I think this shit was way more embarrassing, yo.
Alright, well, 3 Men and a Baby signing off.
We out.
Fuck you.
We didn't the fuck fight Mary.